This is Dr. Mejia again for the patient Miriam Lopez, medical records 1563252, therapy 429-1960, referencing Dr. Jacqueline Spence. Procedure performed colonoscopy and EGD, secondary procedure biopsies. Date of the procedure January 26, 2024. Indication, histroesophageal ulcer, GERD, screening for colon cancer, family history of colon cancer, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, esophageal ulcer, number 2, hiatal hernia, number 3, 1 centimeter segment of salmon colon mucosa, possible varices, next number, myogastritis, next number, internal hemorrhage, next number, diverticulosis coli, next number, ascending colon polyp, pure paragraph, tephom insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the AGD, cecum for the colonoscopy, complication on immediate medication as premortal anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 9 minutes, preparation, Boston scale, right side 2, transverse colon 3, left colon 3. Period. Open procedures, pre-double template, pre-paragraph findings, sort of finds a pianoma, pre-paragraph esophagus. There is a clean base ulcer about 5 millimeters in the distal esophagus. Biopsy is taken, period. There is a 1 centimeter segment on salmon colon mucosa on top of the J junction. This is possibly consistent with endoscopy diagnosis of Barrett's. Biopsy is taken, period, paragraph. There is a 3 centimeter hiatal hernia, period, paragraph. Stomach diffusory edema in the antrum and body of the stomach. Biopsy is taken, period, paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2, appear normal, period, paragraph. Colonoscopy findings, anorectomy, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, period. Sigma descending colon scatter early, diverticulosis present, period, paragraph. Semen flexure, appear normal, period, paragraph. Transverse colon hepatic flexure, appear normal, period, paragraph. Ascending colon, diminutive polyp, about 3 millimeters, Belko biopsy, polypectomy performed, period, paragraph. Cecum, appear normal, period, paragraph. Recommendations 1 for pathology reports, number 2. Anti-reflux measures, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, monitor clinic links number. We start a patient on protonic, solar immigrants, PID. Next number, patient will need a repeat EGD in 6 to 8 weeks for reevaluation of esophageal ulcer. Next number, anti-reflux measure. Next number, avoid NSAIDs. Next number, high fiber diet. Next number, repeat colonoscopy in 5 years.